This is Ted Kennedy. Not even Ronald Reagan may be able to salvage the nomination of Robert Bork. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, I don't have time to give all the reasons to vote against Robert Bork for the Supreme Court, but here are 12 for starters. 1, he's wrong on civil rights. 2, he's wrong on equal rights for women. 3, he's wrong on the rights of working men and women. 4, he's wrong on the right to privacy. 5, he's wrong on one man, one vote. 6, he's wrong on free speech. 7, he's wrong on separation of church and state. 8, he's wrong on the War Powers Act. 9, he's wrong on antitrust. 10, he's wrong on independent prosecutors to investigate government corruption. 11, he's wrong on Watergate. 12, he's wrong on Supreme Court precedents. He'd upset decades of settled law. That's 12 good reasons to vote against Bork. No justice would be better than that injustice, Bob.
Ted, you left out number 13. 13 should have been, you have just heard a paid political announcement. Thanks to your unprecedented political campaign against Judge Bork, he really never had his day in court. What he got instead were outrageous personal attacks, innuendo, and slick anti-Bork TV ads. And that's why Judge Bork's decision to hang tough, to insist on a full Senate debate and vote, is a profile in courage. He could have quietly withdrawn his name in the face of your distortions and attacks, but he insisted on an opportunity to set the record straight. And he isn't doing it for Robert Bork. He's doing it for future nominees, so they and their families won't have to endure another tainted confirmation process. Ted, Judge Bork may not have the votes of the special interests, but the American people know a winner when they see one. This is Senator Bob Dole. Disabled Americans want jobs. Will Ted help? Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.